The fragrance of laurel seed oil wafts through this soap factory in Saint-Denis, 30 kilometres southeast of Paris. In the laboratory, Hassan Hahastani, wearing white overalls, is pouring hot dark brown gel into wooden trays while chatting with the factory owner, Samir Constantani.
Today we are pouring a new product called the black soap. It's a solid soap, solid bar soap. We leave it here for 12 hours in order to solidify.
So we can see, yes, this black soap is in these big wooden trays.
Yes.
Can I touch it?
No.
No.
you can touch, if you want, the soap here. Like this. It is gel-like, thick liquid. It is very hot.
Hahastani learned the ancestral tradition of making Aleppo soap from his father and has brought it virtually unchanged 3,000 kilometres to the outskirts of Paris.
The whole process of any traditional soap takes 3 days. The first day is called the preparation day. The second day is called the saponification and cooking day. The third day, we start pouring the soap in the molds. And we let it rest in the molds, and the next day to be cut and stamped.
Do you know much about how old the tradition of Aleppo soap is?
I think that certain historians claim that this type of soap has been manufactured more than 3,000 years ago. And now we are manufacturing it the same way that was manufactured many years ago.
Do you use it with your family?
Of course, yes. Our soap is 100% natural. We use it for washing our hair, the face, the body, and for cleansing our hands always. And we use it for baby's clothes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's so gentle.
It is so gentle and biodegradable.
Samir Constantani began importing soap from Hassan's factory in Aleppo back in 2004, an average of 30 tons per year to supply the mainly French market. They became good friends. When war broke out in Syria in 2011, it wasn't long before it had an impact on them both.
Quand la guerre a éclaté en Syrie, je suis allé à Alep au tout début des événements.
I went to Aleppo shortly after the war broke out, and I saw the situation was likely to get worse. So I asked Mr. Hahastani to make me 100 tons of soap as quickly as possible. It took him a year, and he sent me the merchandise just in time, just before the war intensified and the factory stopped production. His factory was shelled 4 times. His house was looted. His car was stolen. He fled to Lebanon and he called me. And I said, listen, the easiest thing is for you to come to France. And together we'll set up a soap factory and make Aleppo soap here.
Hahastani arrived in France in 2014. And together they now make 4 tons of Aleppo soap every week for France, but also Spain, Poland, and increasingly the Asian market. The location has changed, but Constantini says the recipe, laurel seed oil, olive oil, water and soda, and the methodology remain basically the same.
Alors c'est le même savon, étant donné que c'est les mêmes ingrédients.
It's the same soap. It has the same ingredients and uses the same manufacturing process done by a renowned master soap maker from Aleppo. The only difference is that it's made in France, not in Aleppo.
L'huile d'olive n'est pas la même parce que c'est pas une huile d'olive syrienne, c'est une huile d'olive qui vient principalement du Maghreb.
It's true, the olive oil is not from Syria. It's mainly from the Maghreb, Morocco and Tunisia. But it has a similar character to Syrian oil. As for the laurel seed oil, which gives Aleppo soap its special qualities, it's the same one used in Syria, from the famous bay tree forests in Turkey.
Just like in Aleppo, the French-made version is concocted in winter, when temperatures are at their coolest. But Hahastani admits they have not kept the tradition of pouring the liquid soap on the factory floor to dry.
This type of traditional soap in Syria, especially in Aleppo, it is cooked or manufactured in winter, in cold weather. It takes also 3 days, the same procedure, and they, instead of pouring it in molds, they pour it on the floor, and they leave it for 24 hours in order to solidify, and then, for example, they cut it the traditional way. Here, everything is the same procedure, the same technique. The main difference is that, for example, here we pour it in molds, and instead of stepping on it, we cut it with a machine, an artesian machine, into, for example, the required size.
Upstairs, Frédéric is putting greaseproof paper onto a cutting machine. He empties the wooden moulds of soap onto the paper. He turns a handle with one hand and with the other guides the large block of pea-green soap through wire cutters, first lengthways, then horizontally. He then stamps each bar of soap.
Just tell me, Hassan, here every soap has a mark on it, doesn't it?
What is it? That's right. Every soap has a stamp, for example, indicating the type of soap. This is, for example, a stamp in Arabic called Sabun Ghar, meaning laurel soap, as in Aleppo. Yeah. Here you call it in France Aleppo soap, but in Aleppo it is called Sabun Ghar, laurel soap. And this type of stamp indicates the owner of the factory, like Monsieur Constantini, and the manufacturer here, Harastani, me. And here we are indicating that it is Mumtaz.
Excellent.
Excellent. That's right, you're right. This contains 5% laurel oil. Another soap, for example, it contains another stamp, 40%. We stamp it with a 40% stamp. If it is 25%, we stamp it with 25%, and so on.
Now we're going into the storehouse where all these cakes of soap are drying out. Wow! Here we are now in this room, and there are like pyramids of soap drying. These ones at the top have got the kind of brown tinge, and these ones at the bottom are bright green. It's a lovely pea green colour.
They are green because they have been, for example, manufactured during 1 or 2 months. After that period, they start to be light yellow, and with time, with dark yellow, until light brown. When they are light brown or slightly brown, it means that they are dried, and so we can sell them.
So most of the soaps that you sell are at least 6 months old,
yeah,
6 or 9.
Yeah, at least, that's right. Sometimes, for example, some soaps, it takes 9 months.
It's like having a baby.
That's right. Having a baby, yes, starting from the first week up to 9 months.
Harastani says he has little information about what's happened to his factory back in Aleppo, but hopes he'll be able to make soap there again one day.
I hope that everything will be okay, but I don't have any information because it is in the suburb of western Aleppo, which is very difficult to reach or, for example, to ask a friend to go there. It's a war.
Is any Aleppo soap still being made?
In the suburbs, maybe in Afrin, 60 kilometers away from Aleppo, there are some soap factories still producing soap.
Do you intend to make the rest of your life here?
I don't know. It depends upon, for example, the situation in Syria. I hope that the situation will be solved, and then we will decide either to stay or to go to Syria. But I prefer to leave and go to my country.
And you hope to carry on making Aleppo soap?
Yes, again, yeah.
Was Syrian soap maker Hassan Harastani ending this edition of Spotlight on France. For RFI in Paris, I'm Alison Hurd.